7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay. Let's cope with this for a second. Here we go. Okay. Damn it. All right. Yeah. Oh. And here we go. The current time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this committee, and kind of having a different type of day today. Haven't had a day like this in a while. So, what's going on? I don't know. First, I slept weird. And I managed to go to bed a little bit early. Good. And therefore, I woke up a little bit early. But not just a little bit early. About 3 hours early. Yeah. Yeah, I slept for about 4 hours, and then the cat was running around and jumped on me, and the cat was climbing. But I did actually go back to sleep. I slept for about another hour, and I got up because I thought, well, I might as well get up early. Why is everything so weird? Okay, everything's so weird for a number of reasons. One, it warmed up a little bit. It's actually above freezing. It's 33 degrees American. That's half a degree Celsius. That's good. No wonder I slept so long. I was nice and warm. I was comfortable. As I look out the window, yeah, the streets are wet. So that's another interesting thing. I also slept really good because, well, I had all kinds of weird problems yesterday, and now I'm starting to figure out why. Yeah, it's all, like 2 nights ago, I did like some kind of weird thing to my wrist and my arm, and so it was weird and hurty, but yesterday it got worse, and it got worse when I was taking a break from soldering, and my arm seized up from my hand, or the middle two fingers of my hand, through my wrist and into my forearm, and yada. It only lasted about 30 seconds, but boy, it was unpleasant, shall we say? And so, yeah. And it might have been because I was a little bit dehydrated, because it was around that time, or perhaps a little bit earlier. Yeah, see, now I'm really good. I got nominal hand pressure, but yesterday, oh my God, I was so dehydrated that I could barely flex my hands. I was like, what the hell's going on? And then I kind of have now realized what has happened. Why I got dehydrated, why I had this weird arm thing. Let's go back downstairs. I'm just walking around in my house. So yesterday, I was kind of productive, but not necessarily in a very good way. Ooh. I'm going to sit down here for a second so I can drink a little bit of tea, because I need tea. I was productive yesterday. I was building stuff. I built 3 things yesterday, 3 synthesizer-related things. And what did I build? Well, what did I build? Oh, yeah. I built a mult with an inversion indicator. And I built a mutes module. And I built a flying mult. I built 2 mults. One's a flying mult. One gets mounted in the rack. And I built 2 mute switches, which were also on a rack panel. And all this is I talked about it about a week ago, These are just two on-off buttons, two push-button on-off switches that I can use to mute things or punch things in when I want them or whatever, right? So, did that. But that was bad. You know, I probably did 6 hours worth of work on this stuff yesterday. All three of these little projects. And two things. One, I spent 20 minutes drawing out all the little... How do I explain this? I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. I spent 20 minutes measuring these rack panels and lining everything up and drawing very, very well measured and accurate lines on them so I could, you know, get a center punch and punch where I'm going to drill the holes. And I did all the punching absolutely perfectly. I spent lots of time lining this up, making really good punches on these panels. So I would have nice looking panels where all the jacks would be lined up. And so I took this stuff over to the old drill press and started drilling. And yeah, I don't have a drill press that is capable of, one, drilling round holes, and two, not skating when it hits the metal, regardless of how big that damn center punch indentation is. Because I made some very, very deep punches. Very deep centering punches. And, yeah, no, the first hole, the drill bit just deflected and skated. And, yeah, I get this hole that's completely off center by about 3 millimeters, maybe 4. The hole isn't even round. Boom. Very expensive blank rack panel. Ruined. So I thought, well, there's no way that I can fix this. I might as well just keep going. And so in that first panel, I had to drill, what, 7 holes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I can see it from here. Yeah. No holes were round. No holes were lined up. So then I made the other thing, the switch thing. The switches are off center. Nothing is lined up. It's all just, it looks so bad. Honestly, I could have done better work when I was in fourth grade. But yeah, the problem is that I have these tools that were gifts. You don't look a gift horse in the mouth, but when I got them, they weren't working up to optimal anything, and so they're very broken. They don't quite work for things that don't matter. For, oh, I just need to punch a hole in this piece of wood really quick. Yeah, no problem. But if you actually have to drill something or cut something, I have this saw that doesn't work either, and this drill press that, again, if you have to just drill a hole and it doesn't matter where the hole is or what the shape of the hole is, which is the majority of the stuff that I do, yeah, then it's fine and it works great. But yeah, I ruined 2 really, really expensive blank rack panels, and now I have these 2 really crappy things. Anyway, my point to all this is I've got this stuff, I put it in the rack last night. Because I spent so much time doing this, I must have spent, you know, like I said, 6 hours total in the span of about 8 hours. Because I did take the occasional break, 5 and 10 minute break between things. This is why I got dehydrated. Because I was spending so much time in the basement soldering and building stuff, I wasn't up here drinking and staying hydrated. And it was during one of those soldering breaks that I noticed that, man, I was really messed up. And so anyway, oh, I'm doing a little bit better now. My arm is still a little bit sore, but it doesn't feel like it wants to go. So it feels loose, so I think I'm good. So I guess the only thing left to do here is to sit down here at the synthesizer. I was going to unpatch all this crap and start working on some other stuff, but last night I started messing with the modulations again. And, well, here, let's just start plugging this crap in. Yeah, does this mean my sinuses are going to start up again? Here, plug this in. Do we have synth?
Dude, you're spanking me.
Yeah, that would be yes. Oh, and it also just occurred to me, is today Monday? Today is the birthday of the Emeritus. So if the Emeritus is listening today, happy birthday. And what are we doing here? What am I doing? Oh, yeah. I messed with some of this stuff last night. Here, let's start it up. We didn't get it all started. We gotta start all the things at once. Here we go. Yeah, so we're back to this, right? And I was gonna unpatch this last night. I actually did sit down to unpatch this, and then I started messing with it. Started messing with the modulation tricks of this particular sound. And yeah, whereas that is fun and all, is it really all that great? Nah, not really. Bother. What are we doing with all this? I don't know. I do not know. One thing I was sort of thinking was, you know, we're not using Florian for anything other than what? This, the output of his filter. Yeah. That's going into there. Now, the filter, however, is... How is this set up? Yeah, okay, so let's crank everything back down, except for the thingy we're messing with so much here. Yeah, this thing. So let's change the filter profile here. Let's go this direction. Crank the attack. Bring the decay down. Yeah. It's not that interesting, is it? What happens if we take it out and plug it into this instead? Am I that impressed? Really, but we still have another envelope that we could mess with. Let's take the VCA envelope out and plug it into spread. Is that doing anything? There's something. Let's increase the attack, decrease the decay. Oh, I'm not impressing myself. Take this out. Put it in here. Yeah, I knew that would be drastic. Let's change that. Tone it down a bit here. Crazy. Okay. That's a thing. Where'd the rest of my stuff go? Everything disappeared. My drums disappeared. Oh, I see why. Somehow this overran itself. How's that possible? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Suddenly I'm boring myself. Oh, this isn't so great. This is terrible. I am not impressing myself, and I want to yank all of these cables out. And I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this thingy, whatever this thingy is supposed to be. I want to do something different. And you know what's weird is the last couple of, you know, for like the last week, I was going to say the last few days. No, it's been longer than that. I've actually been thinking about sort of delving into techno. I know, that's weird, right? You know me. I'm not really a techno guy. I don't do techno. But I was sort of thinking about it. I started thinking about it the other day because you know, it was back when we were sort of doing that generative, squishy, squanchy stuff. And I was thinking, you know, if we could clock this somehow and we throw the beat on this, this could make kind of an interesting techno track. Even though I'm not really a techno guy. And I thought, well, maybe I should do a little bit of techno. And that thought has been just sort of, you know, been an itchy itch in my brain that keeps going, yeah, let's do techno. No, let's don't. That's dumb. Let's do techno. No, I don't want to do it. I kind of want to do it. No, let's do techno. You know, so this has been going on for a week. And then, yesterday, I think it was when we were messing with this stuff, I was thinking, you know, this is terrible. Do I really want to mess with this? Or should we just use some of these modulation crazy things and do some weird acid kind of stuff? Right? Because once you get wacky modulation, you get all kinds of fun filter sweeps and stuff that you can do when making a cool acid track. So last night I was thinking, yeah, let's strip it all down. Let's unpatch the synth and let's do something different. And that's when I sat here. I sat down here and I was going to do something and all I did really was this. Thing back. How do I do that? No, we can't, because every time I trigger it, I can make space laser noises. Na, 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 na. See? None of this works. Let's take this. What happens if we plug this into this? That's weird. Cool. That was accidental. I mean, I'm totally smart and I did this on purpose. What can we use this for? Nothing. It's kind of neat though. Let's give it beat. Wait, this might be a space frog. Is this the space frog commander? Space frog commander! What is this? I love it. What is it supposed to be? It's awesome, whatever it is. I love it already. Ooh, I have an idea. Oh, let's plug in some dumb stuff just for the sake of dumb stuff, right? Okay, so we're going to use one of my mute switches. I'm going to plug this into here. I'm going to plug an LFO into the mute switch. And then I'm going to run that into the cutoff. So now we have normal... But then when I push this button... Yeah... And then I can press the button again and stop it right in the middle. Oh, Tobe made a button. He knows science. That's right, I know how to make buttons. But I don't know how to drill round holes. Cavemen figured out how to drill round holes. But can I do it? No. Everything I learned in caveman school. Alright, so we've got all this stuff. And this stuff is going down. I fully intend to unpatch all this dumb crap today. And once everything's unpatched, I'll be looking at my synth going, oh, look at this, it's a blank canvas. It's a tabula rasa. I can go in there and I can... And then I'll start picking up patch cables, and next thing you know, a bunch of weird crap will be going down. Anyway, what I really need to be doing is focusing on the damn modulation source, because we can have fun with that. We need to set up an architecture. Let's set up a dance architecture. It doesn't have matter if it's acid, doesn't matter if it's techno. Let's just get something going. Something in the 136 to 142 BPM range. And we'll get some dance beat going, and then we'll start throwing modulation at the runaway oscillator. I'm trying to pick cat hair off of my synth right now. How does all this damn cat hair get on the synth? I don't understand. Makes no sense. I don't understand. Knobs. Listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I like to synth. I'm going to synth today. You'll hear the results of it tomorrow. End of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
The people